Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. The risen Lord said, I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Many of us will be more familiar with an earlier translation of these words, which ran, You have lost your first love. The truth is that the Christians in Ephesus had done so well. They'd been strong in the face of opposition, but in the process, they'd lost their love for the Lord and with one another. And without love, everything's lost. We don't know what caused them to lose their first love, but we all know how easily it happens. The normal cause is simply distraction. Life gets busy, and even the most important things can be crowded out by the busyness of everyday life. In Ephesus, the Christians had to work really hard just to survive amid all the opposition. They'd been infiltrated by false teachers, but they had tested them and found them out. The Lord commends them for standing up so strongly for their faith, and particularly for the way in which they'd resisted a group called the Nicolaitans. All of that was excellent, but in the process they'd lost sight of the love which they had both for the Lord and for one another. The priority of love is something which Paul emphasized in his letter to the church in Corinth. Once again, it was a church where there was much to commend. They'd received some amazing spiritual gifts. But Paul assured them that, however great their gifts, they were all a complete waste of time without love. Even if they could speak like angels, understand every mystery, and had faith to move mountains, they were missing the point if they had no love. Love is so important. We all need to keep on our toes and watch out for those things that can push it away so easily. Love is the key, and without it, we cannot do God's work. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you love us perfectly. Help us to keep on loving you and those around us, however busy we become and whatever the pressures. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope.